The crying, sobbing Holocaust Jew. The crying, sobbing Holocaust Jew is a master liar, fooling you. If you believe 6 million died, gassed by Hitler, burnt and fried. The more you dig and probe their tales, you will discover that which unveils the sordid truth that quite derails the extortion scam behind their wails. The Jew has centuries behind of cruelty to humankind. Compassion cannot intercede or soften up his rabid greed. Morality is seen as weak. They are heavily into double speak. Lying to a goy is par, all part of the Talmud's repertoire. Now you may wish to castigate and shout and say I'm full of hate, and that all I do is orchestrate anti-Semitism to percolate. In defense, I attach verbatim quotes, direct from best ally Jewish throats. These are the sort of things they yell, wishing the white race to go to hell. America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. This is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very slowly. Benjamin Netanyahu. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory, while inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America into our hands. You have not begun to appreciate the depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom of not merely the latest great war, but of every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. No one can tell how long we shall go on doing it. Who knows what great and glorious destiny might have been yours if we had left you alone. Marcus Eli Ravitch, Jewish writer. Our race is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves. Menachem Begin. February 25, 1994, Israeli settler Baruch Goldstein entered the Imbrahimi Mosque, killing 29, injuring at least 125 other worshippers. In the aftermath and to this day, life of the Palestinian inhabitants has been a continued reign of terror and suffering, with many having to build cages around their homes for protection against other settlers and the inhumane policies of the Israeli government, who, by severe restriction of movement and the welding shut of front doors in the heart of the city, have caused hundreds of businesses to go out of business and forced some to clamber over rooftops to enter, leave their homes. Judaism is communism, internationalism, the universal brotherhood of man, the emancipation of the working class, and the human society. It is with these spiritual weapons that the Jews will conquer the world and the human race. Rabbi Harai Watten, 1939. Jewish hatred for the rest of humanity. It is our duty to force all mankind to accept the seven Noahide laws. And if not, they will be killed. Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg. Thanks to the terrible power of our international banks, we have forced the Christians into wars without number. Wars have a special value for Jews, since Christians massacre each other and make more room for us Jews. Wars are the Jews' harvest. The Jew banks grow fat on Christian wars. Over 100 million Christians have been swept off the face of the earth by wars. And the end is not yet. Rabbi Reichhorn, speaking at the funeral of Grand Rabbi Simeon Ben Judah, 1869.